welcome to the Mouthpiece Wrestling Podcast, live on Twitch and back in action after a delayed medical absence. That's all me. And once again, Gio, how are you, sir?
I'm tired.
Already?
Back. To be fair, I'm also tired. Gio.
It's the heat, UK heat. That's why. And Damo, obviously, as wait, get introduced. Jump straight in like you see CM Punk.
I'm sick of being introduced third.
I tell you what.
Is he even the third anymore? I figure he's just like permanently stuck to our asses.
I think people only listen for me.
Wow. It's actually me. The most listened to podcast ever was the half hour I talked to myself.
those sweet what was it, the Indian rankings? Those
Jordanian.
Are
from Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan at the minute.
Random.
Yeah. Jordan. Jordan people love Gio, okay?
Yeah, it's funny. We've been through like Iran was big on us. Then we went through a Belgium phase.
wasn't the really big numbers in Iran when it was me and Stratzy versus you two in the draft? Did
yes.
It just like randomly pop off?
Yeah, pop off in Iran.
You remember the one week we were like big in Sweden?
Yeah. See, just random. Right, hold on. You two talk for a minute because I've got to open the door.
We've got to talk? Oh, my dears. Oh, I'm going to talk about Chase Nolan being my favorite member of Darius chat.
How was your week?
It's been all right, Gio. I can't complain. Apart from it's too fucking humid.
It is.
It's hot, which is bad, but it's humid.
It's gross here. We had air problems because of Canada. So
Canada sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada's still on fire.
Thanks a lot, Cameron.
Cameron, I also said that Cheese Gnome was my favorite because he said we all love Demo here. You just give me shit.
Right, wrestling. This is a wrestling podcast, for Christ's sake, and we wasted 10 minutes. Right. Where do you want to start? Because there's been quite a lot going on since we've been off.
You know what? I would like to start at Collision.
Okay.
So I've watched it twice. Don't ask me why I've watched it twice.
I watched it.
But I accidentally watched it for a second time with Sonic last night. I don't know. I carried on drinking after you'd gone. It got messy. I just carried on through the night.
I've watched it zero times because
if you are to take away CM Punk from everything, it was a really good show, really good product. Like, actually enjoyed myself. It's a decent looking set, clean. It does everything it needs to do. A few issues with commentary, as Cameron will attain. Not being able to say Andrade El Idolo is a big issue with AEW commentary right now. But that's fine. My issue with the whole thing was the more that comes out that has been said and that Punk has done and that Punk is doing, it becomes very obvious that it's all just been set up the whole time. Like, they were like, oh, we're going to capitalize on this.
Yeah, we've been lied to.
CM Punk. Yeah, it would just been lied to throughout the whole process just to make Collision pop off. And I think it would have popped off better had it just been handled as a new show coming and they'd let people like Andrade, like Buddy, you know, just do
props
what
to them,
do.
By the way. Their match.
Their match was fantastic.
I don't know. I heard the CM Punk promo. He comes off as like this dude who's just trying to be hip. Like, he's like, yeah, man, counterfeit bucks, right?
You know what CM Punk's promo reminded me of, and I think only British people will get this. It felt like Craig David's comeback.
Okay.
You know, yeah. When the man's just way too old to be hanging around hood rats and
recycles his old product.
Have done it. Yeah. Like, it should have stayed in the early 2000s. Not for now. I don't know. Like, yes, it feels a bit staged. If it's not being staged, then doing this early on in a wrestling promotion, if it's not staged and that's how they actually are, then there's a very toxic environment to be. Like, they've literally, like, trying to make us believe that they've created a whole show just because of CM Punk. So if it's true, that's bad. And the way it's coming across for me is still pretty bad, you know?
Yeah. Like,
none of it's feeling very good.
So Gio mentioned then that he'd made the comment about, you know, the counterfeit books. Some people are like, oh, he's taking a shot at the Bucks. Other people are like, oh, no, he's just chatting and making a promo. CM Punk is very good at what he does in a sense of he will have you believe in whatever you want to believe on that one. If you want to believe it were a shot at the Bucks, it were a shot at the Bucks. If you want to believe that he was just telling us a line that was funny, it was a line that was funny.
Look, if it wasn't a deliberate, here's my thing. If it wasn't a deliberate shot, he wouldn't have winked at the camera.
But it's CM Punk. He's an absolute ball bag.
He reminds me of like your 50-year-old dad who wants to go to a rock concert. He doesn't belong there anymore.
Yeah. I think we were all sort of lost in that we want Punk back. And now that he's back, it's not something, you know, just doesn't work anymore. It's just not a thing that needs to be around. Like, his promo is very good. Don't get me wrong. Which is also, again, for me, another problem because Punk come back and bar MJF has probably done the best promo I've seen in AEW since Punk left, which is just madness. So I don't know. Yeah, I just see it. I think Omega and Bucks will leave. I think Tony Khan's putting all his eggs in Punk basket. So we'll see. We will see. But from a wrestling point of view, Sky Blue, I hope they do continue to push her. I think she could be great.
You know what? I'm going to keep it to myself.
Well, yeah, maybe. We're live on Twitch and on Pod. Yeah, there's a lot of could go wrongs there.
I'm sure we all know.
I'm very disappointed that Luchasaurus has a 5-star match before The Rock does, which is... or RVD, or, you know, like, whatever.
Okay, so that kills the... That right there, what you just said, kills my Dave Meltzer credibility.
Yeah. Like, what have they done to Wardlow? Like, they had Wardlow as in the palm of their hand, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, he had the world on a string, and somehow they've destroyed him. Like, there's nothing left of Wardlow for me. Like, but I did want to make a point. I read something on Twitter, and I kind of had the feeling too. Do you feel that Collision was booked by somebody else other than Tony Khan?
No.
You think it was Tony? I just had a different feel to it. I don't know. There was something, like, there was definite more influence on Collision, I think, than what happens on Dynamite. And maybe that's Punk.
Maybe there was less influence from people like the Bucks and Omega because they weren't involved in the show.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Punk, because they did have a different vibe. But yeah, Wardlow, dead. They've killed it for me.
The title is all but dead.
Yeah, and the title is dead. Yeah, just that whole thing has gone wrong.
3 months. It's gone Wardlow, Joe, Wardlow, Hobbs, Wardlow, Luchasaurus.
Yeah. The thing is, again, and I've always said, like, there's nothing wrong with any of the performers on AEW. It's the behind the scenes. Camera stuff needs work. The production behind needs work, because there's someone in chat just put Wardlow, when he was in the MJF story, was literally on the road to being a main guy, and they've just not known how to handle it, you know? And that's why I think they end up leaning on guys like Punk, because they don't know how to make new stars. And it makes me feel very WCW-esque from watching that. Like, it does... You know, I watched WCW change wrestling at some point with the NWO stuff and then destroy it, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I get very much WCW vibe. It scares me. But outside of good wrestling, yeah, well, that's just... See that? That's going to be live in the pod, me getting in trouble for not...
Well, it's better than people walking in your
house. Walking in the house. Right, on the flip side, though, Bloodline story. Took some turns since we were last on pod. So, wait, we last did the pod before Night of Champions, right?
Both Usos have turned within our podcast.
Yeah.
Right, Usos obviously are split. Where where do you feel the story is? Where, how much longer have they got this in them? When do you think it comes to a head? Where are you with it? Are you still enjoying it? Seen some comments of, you know, maybe it's dragging on, but just don't throw pennies. Yeah, no pennies. Yeah. Right. Yes. Usos. Where are you at with it? Damo, you can go first.
Where am I at with it? Still watching it. Still enjoying it.
How many times have you watched Jey Uso's?
Every time I scroll and it's there, I don't care how many times I've already seen it that day. I'm stopping and I'm watching it. Yeah. Whether it's TikTok, Twitter, any social media platform. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, the Jimmy one was pretty big. Like, we all enjoyed the Jimmy one. This one felt so much bigger. Because I genuinely thought
just on a random, and it's just on a random Friday night. Like, well, it wasn't pay per view. It wasn't like built up. It was.
It's a nothing show.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like just everything built up, and I thought he's staying with him. The way this is going, he's staying with him. We'll get a turn later. It's fine. But he's staying with him, and then it just it happened, and my clothes fell off. I was hard. It was great.
Yeah, no, it was. And the double super kick, like, I've always loved the Usos. I feel like this has breathed new life into them. It's made me interested to what Solo's going to do. Like, those three can probably carry stuff on after Roman goes and takes a break, you know? And yes, Roman's selling of their super kick put them even more over. Just an amazing piece of television. And to think that this is...
Do you think Solo turns on him before he goes on his break?
Eventually. I think that... Or Solo steps into that heel role because they seem pretty high on Solo. They make us believe that Solo could destroy any of them. Like, I get that vibe is what they want us to believe, that Solo's the machine, like an enforcer, you know. But yeah, it's been brilliant. Someone in chat just said... Money in the Bank, Usos versus Roman Solo. Imagine the English crowd with that match. Like,
that money.
Yeah, because the English crowd is disgusting. Yeah. Like, for Dom and Cody, like, the English crowd with that match, Brock comes out, does some shenanigans, Dom wins, crowd's going to be nuts. Gonna be nuts. Like, the heat that poor Dominic has, are just amazing. And it's funny, we were talking in chat today about people that have changed our mind, and I would assume Dominic would probably be one of yours, Damo.
Yes, okay, yes.
Yeah, would that be where I was with Bronson Reed? Do you think he would be yours?
I still think he's still a lot of work to do, but when I was at my lowest point with him, he had nothing in terms of what he give in the ring or outside of it. Whereas now he's actually got one of the top five most captivating characters in wrestling.
Do you think that's him? Or do you think it's Rhea's help?
I think it's stepping away from Rhea. I think Rhea held him back accidentally. And I think Rhea moving to SmackDown was fucking genius in the long run.
Now, here's my question. Can we get Darry to change his mind on Frankie Kazarian?
Never.
No, because he's dog shit.
Frankie Kazarian is just a waste of booking space. Like, I wouldn't even book him in TEW game. Like, no, I'd change his name to... No. I'd rather watch Earthquake versus Typhoon on repeat for 3 days. Then cheer Frankie Kazarian. I hate Frankie Kazarian. And Christopher Daniels is pretty much on there too, but Kazarian the most. I have never been a fan.
You guys remember when I got Matthew and I had cameo and Christopher Daniels was just like, I don't even know what Twitch is. Horrible.
Yeah, no, Frankie Kazarian. And no, I don't like Christopher Daniels. Yes, it's out there. But I've always been that one. I never really got the hype. I still don't, like, with Dean Ambrose or Jon Moxley. Never understood it. Young Bucks, never really understood it. Don't see what people see. Like,
that's me with
Okada, again, like, I've seen one match where you go, oh, wow, and then you just watch him on repeat.
That's me. Does with nothing Edge special. Christian.
Scorpio Sky, if he wasn't such a twat, could be better. But his attitude is what lets him down. Performance-wise, love Scorpio Sky. But he just, he thinks way too big of himself, you know?
I'm telling you, man, that's me with Edge and Christian. Like, Edge has got a good theme song. I'm not into it. And Christian just absolutely dogged it.
See, I quite liked Christian. Well, I say that. I liked Christian when he was doing the fit stuff, when he was having, like, the fits when DDP was trying to help him. Loved that version of him. Loved TNA Christian. Christian Cage on TNA. Probably his best stuff. And I quite enjoyed the feud with Orton. But, yeah, other than that, it was kind of all filler. Yeah, the one more match phase. And his TNA run, probably some of his best stuff. Yeah, probably. But then it made me think on the live wrestling chat. We'll put it out to chat too. So everyone that's been re-signed by Triple H, who has surprised you the most? Not with like, you can see. Which one did you hate them re-signing or dislike the re-signing? And which one has sort of turned your head and made you look? Dio, you can go first. Who do you think has surprised you the most since re-signing?
I don't know, to be honest, because I didn't really hate any of the re-signings.
Yeah, one day you'll realize you're on a podcast and we need content, mate. Hello.
Why do you?
All right, Damo, please, you understand the assignment.
First, I'm going to pick up on what Lipsy said, because he said Hit Row can go back to the bingo halls.
Well, yeah, they're garbage.
Doesn't fit into the context of what we're saying here, because we said which one has surprised you, and I have not been surprised by how shit they are. So whilst I agree, it's not relevant. So I'm probably going to say Strowman, simply because I didn't see any reason why they would want to sign him back. He's not surprised me in a sense of he's coming in and just like blowing my mind with, oh my God, what a run he's been on. But it surprised me that I've not hated him being back. Like, his stuff with Ricochet was decent. And like when I found out that he was injured, I was genuinely like, oh, that's a bit of a shame. So I'm going to say Strowman. But
yeah, he's actually in pretty bad shape as well, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Did mine, and I put in there Bronson Reed, 100%. Couldn't stand him. And I really couldn't stand him. I just didn't get it. And I think I explained it best. Bronson Reed, now to watch, is what everyone telling me that Keith Lee was going to be. That's what I imagined with the way that you looked at Keith Lee and you thought of Keith Lee. I feel like Bronson Reed is now that guy. Yeah, I feel like Bronson Reed has ticked that Keith Lee spot. Yeah, I'm a fan, and I wasn't. I was not. And I think I was in the chat when he re-debuted, and I was like, oh my God. Like, why have they brought Bronson Reed back? Impact was his level. Yeah, I was very, very against it, but he is taking his opportunity.
You ain't a fan? You weren't a fan of the Bearcat?
See, I would have been, but it just never happened, did it? Like, I don't know. There was always some reason. Now, I understand Keith Lee was pretty ill, but AEW, he's not ill. Look at the state of him. What is he, a wizard now? Like,
he's a wizard.
The fucking wizard. Like, I'd rather him be the Bearcat than a wizard.
Here's my thing. If he came out on Raw as a fucking wizard, what do you think people would have done?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Fair point.
I will add that
I think we should ban Cheese Gnome.
Yeah, I do. Yes, boy. During the Fiend stuff, Alexa was essentially a wizard. And, you know, people loved it. So it's a difficult one.
Speaking of Yes, boy. Can I just say right now, one of my favorite tag teams.
Yes, Pretty Deadly.
Yeah.
Love them.
Love Pretty Deadly.
Love them. And they're putting them with Austin Theory, but not in a way where they look like his like proper lackeys.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks great. You know? Like, they could easily be all right taking the belts off Sammy and Kevin for me. I wouldn't hate it. I would be upset, and I don't expect it, but I wouldn't hate it. Because, like, when they've got when you've got a group that are making people want to watch tag team wrestling like they do, and where you think of some of the teams that we've currently got, you know, Imperium are very good. Kevin and Sammy, obviously very good. Pretty Deadly. The Brutes are in there. Street Profits are always there. Yeah. You know, tag division might be somewhere to look at right now. So I would stick Rockets on them and Pretty Deadly go.
Mm-hmm.
And probably have Kevin and Sammy to thank for some tag team wrestling. Yes. It hasn't been better than it is right now for a very, very long time. And I'm very pleased with that because I love tag team wrestling. Right. Money in the Bank is coming up. Do we have a look at what matches already? Have they confirmed? They've confirmed the Roman one, haven't they? Right. Let's have a look what card is like, and then we'll get your predictions.
Are either one of you guys attempting to go to this?
No, I'm not. No. We own a football club. We don't get to go anywhere.
It's Nick's birthday, and we own a football club, mate. We've got no chance.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to that than Nick's birthday.
Yeah, but it's a big one. It's his.
Yeah, but that's because you're like 2 foot tall, and you don't really have an opinion. Right, Men's Money in the Bank ladder match: LA Knight, Ricochet, Nakamura, Santos Escobar, Butch, and Damian Priest. Are we all still saying LA Knight?
Yeah.
Supposedly, it's going to be a shocker and it's not going to be LA Knight. I'm thinking Damian Priest.
That wouldn't shock me, so I'm going to roll that one out. It's one of them two, and it's pretty nailed on that it's one of them two. I think the only shocking one for me... No, I don't think there is one.
I said opinions of a two-foot person, Tigden. Okay, before. I think LA Knight, if Priest won it, I wouldn't be mad. I feel like the rest are in there for spots and your moments. No, Mark Henry said he should leave when his contract up because, you know, Mark Henry has the all power of deciding people's fate. Yeah, Mark Henry said in an interview that he should leave. Well, okay, because Mark Henry said
they aren't booking him right.
Yeah.
Because they aren't booking him right. Mm. It's currently penciled in for a really big spot of Money in the Bank, but they're not booking him right.
Shocking. I think they have to give it tonight. I think they give it tonight because the man carrying that briefcase, yeah, naughty. He'll be great with it. Women's Money in the Bank, Io Sky, Bayley, Zoe Stark, Zelina Vega, Becky Lynch, and then Raquel versus Trish tonight. And Bayley's putting her also, spot on the line against Shotzi on SmackDown.
So I think Trish goes in, and I think Shotzi takes Bayley's place.
Yeah, I think Io costs Bayley by accident.
Then
that... ends damage control.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win, though?
Io.
Ooh.
Then I think that's how we end damage control, because she says she won it without Bayley, kind of thing, and we go down that route.
You don't want my...
I would like, as Cameron said there, I want Zoe to win. I'd be all for Zoe to win. I just don't think... we're there yet with her, and I think she can do a lot more with
they need to continue. I don't think her or Becky win it, because I think they continue that story for a bit more to help Zoe. Becky doesn't need to get a title shot. So Io Sky, Bayley for now, Zoe Stark, Zelina Vega, Becky Lynch, Raquel versus Trish tonight, and then Bayley puts her spot on the line against Shotzi on SmackDown. EO probably. Some part of me is thinking maybe Zelina Vega, but I can't. That might be just sentimental in there. It would be acceptable, Zelina winning, if they were taking this run seriously. But I think it's EO, because EO Oscar is what we need. That is right. We need EO. I don't think Becky's winning. I think they continue. That's it. Right, Roman Reigns and Solo versus the Usos. Oh, it's just
I think Usos are going to win, and then it's going to start causing Solo and Roman to argue.
I think the Usos have to win because of where we're at.
Yeah, I think they have to win.
They're not going to beat Roman. They will get the fall on Solo.
Yeah. I
think Solo's gonna go for the Samoan spike and hesitate.
Maybe.
and then gets his chops kicked off by the other one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Usos need to. But you never know with this story. They always. Seth Rollins versus Finn, but if Seth makes it, because he has got Bron Breakker on Tuesday. Love that, by the way. Love that. I'm just saying. And I think Bron Breakker will be at SummerSlam then.
I hope they keep the belt this way where it can go to any of the brands like that, because that is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, so here you go. You know, one of my amazing predictions that I've only ever got one right when Trish turned heel about 2 weeks after I said she would. So, Seth carries championship all the way to SummerSlam. Bron turns up at SummerSlam and smashes him up. LA Knight cashes in then and beats Seth.
Oh!
So there are rumors circling the spaces that it will be Seth versus Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam.
So I heard there's a big surprise back tonight. I think Tommaso Ciampa is answering the challenge. I think that works. I think it's Ciampa because Triple H trusts him more than anything. If Ciampa's fit, Ciampa will be in these big matches. And then we get DIY back, because I think we've got to get DIY versus Owens and Dane. We just have to have that.
I think match. We deserve that.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know what we've endured, but something painful happened and we deserve that as repayment.
Yeah. Yeah, but any pain that we've ever suffered in our lives, give us Ciampa back tonight. I think it'll be Ciampa anyway. I think he comes back tonight and answers the open challenge. Yes, SummerSlam, Sammy and Kevin versus DIY. Absolutely. One thing I did want to touch on, how bad are the Street Profits? Like, they did not look good in the... They're just nowhere. But what is happening? Like, the Wanted match was...
Strange to see that they were...
Like... They got beat, and they got beat like they're a newly formed tag. Do you think they're done? Do you think coming to an end? But they've lost all the hype now of where it would help to split them. Like, for me, like, they had the chance to do that, and I don't think that Montez would have that. Would have that vibe now if they split them.
Sort of treading water in the desperate hope that a boat turns up to save them. And I don't know that there is a boat at the minute, like what the boat could be.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough one. Like, I think the boat's gone. But no, I don't think they split them up now at all, but I don't think there's anything left for them to do. And they looked bad in the Gauntlet match. The other match that is confirmed, Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio. I think Lesnar shows up, shenanigans, and Dom wins, because why not?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
You know? The predicted matches to be added, Matt Riddle versus Gunther for the IC title, and the triple threat women's match, Asuka, Bianca, and Charlotte. I think Asuka retains, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it would be a triple threat. But Matt Riddle Gunther, I actually do want to see. I'm all about that life. Logan Paul obviously back tonight as well. Do you think he enters Money in the Bank, or do you think he's there for something else?
See him.
We'll touch on Adam Cole in a minute.
I can see him entering Money in the Bank.
I hope not, because then I think he wins.
I don't think he'd win.
I think he answers the open challenge. Bang, done. See ya.
Ooh.
Forgot he was back tonight. Yeah, I think he answers the open challenge.
Fair. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's out there that Logan Paul could fight.
Imagine a prime themed Money in the Bank briefcase.
Oh god.
That's the second time I've heard that this week. Right. And it hurts both times.
We got two questions. Want some opinions on Adam Cole? I'll be quick and then I'll hand it over to Gio and Damo. I love Adam Cole. I actually love Adam Cole. One of my favorites of all time. But I don't think they needed to take MJF to a time limit. I don't think that did any favors to MJF. Adam Cole is a bit old, a bit beat up. a bit not going to be that guy on AEW, looking at who's there, struggled through a match with Chris Jericho. I don't think it was a good look for MJF, but the match was a banger, and I love Adam Cole. So that's my opinion. I'll leave it to you.
I did like the reverse Eddie.
Fair enough. Damo, Adam Cole?
I think Adam Cole needs what Karrion Kross needs, and that's to be booked better.
Fair.
Both of them are really good talents. Neither of them being booked very well at the moment. And to answer Luke's question, I do like Logan Paul. I don't like Logan Paul the person, but as a wrestler and a performer, he's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, Logan Paul was a wrestler. Amazing. Jay White. So, love Jay White. Very excited. Could always watch Jay White. But he's being booked right now like AEW wasn't expecting to sign Jay White. Like, I don't feel like they've got anything for him. Okay, he's in a big match on Punk's return. You know, I get all that. But this is Jay White. He was probably the biggest free agent available that every company would have wanted. And I just don't feel like they've booked him like that. He's just kind of there. And I get the feeling that AEW weren't expecting to get him. And then they got him and they're like, oh shit, what do we do? That's how it feels. But I love Jay White.
Everybody expecting Ibushi and getting Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, that's exactly that, Jay. It's like, oh fuck, he chose us. We're quick, write something down. Love Jay White though. Like, you know, I was super hyped that Ray might go.
Oh my God, we're going to get Kota Ibushi. And out comes Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, love Eddie
My
Kingston.
My opinion on Jay White.
Go on.
I hate that he was kicked out of Bullet Club and he's now in Bullet Club Gold on AEW TV. That's not how it works. Sorry.
And that's what gives me the feeling that AEW just don't know what to do with him. You know, someone like Jay White, you needed to have a plan. You know what I mean? Like, you needed a plan. Like, he's a big star and he's one of them names that everybody knows. Like, even casuals probably would have heard of Jay White. You know, like the Will Ospreay kind of crowd. You know Jay White because of what they've done. Like, I don't know. Yeah, and it's just kind of nothingness for me. Do I like John Moxley? No. I've never really liked it. Never really got it, to be fair, at any point. Do you know when I started hating him? When he kept the US title for fuck knows how long and never defended it. Just walked around with it, you know? Had matches at pay-per-views, not for it. Like, what? No, yeah, not a fan. Ah, 2013. Yeah, Cameron. Cameron's Johnny Gargano is Dean Ambrose. That is it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's your material. Just watch 2013 Dean Ambrose US title run and just reenact that.
I'm sighing because I know what's coming.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. What did you watch, Gio?
WCW Slamboree 2000. Go ahead and get the results.
Yeah, I'm on it. Slamboree 2000, because 2000 was a hard year, boy. The 8th and final Slamboree, and the poster for it was Buff Bagwell. That tells you everything you need to know.
I would like, yeah. By the way, his match was awful, and it wasn't even a big tier match. So fuck that for putting him on a poster. Let's go over this card.
The card, let's start up. Chris Candido with Tammy Lynn Stitch against The Artist. Wasn't he The Artist with, formerly known as Prince Akira?
Brian Kendrick with Charmel.
Yeah, well, she wasn't Charmel at that point, was she?
She was Paisley.
Yeah. I already know that's going to have been terrible.
Tammy Lynn drugged up of her mind trying to do a cat fight with Charmel. No.
Is she in prison now? Is Tammy Stitch, yeah, is she in prison now? She like killed a man. Do I like Kenny Omega? No. Yeah, of course.
Every belt was on the line because they were all stripped the week prior when WCW decided to do a reboot and start up the New Blood and Millionaires Club. Vince Russo just came in and said, everybody give up your belts. We're going to crown you champs at the pay-per-view. Nobody had a belt. Terry Funk and Norman Smiley.
Yep, Norman with Smiley Ralphus. And what's he? What was his name? Raffus. Raffus, love Raffus. Yeah, Terry Funk was the hardcore champion.
The only thing he didn't strip was the hardcore belt. All other belts were stripped of people. And you got a barn burner of John Stasiak and Kurt Hennig.
Oh my god. Meat
beat Mr. Perfect on a pay-per-view. With the Perfect Flex. Because he was, his whole gimmick was, I'm stealing Mr. Perfect's gimmick.
God. Yeah, Scott, this Steiner WCW was... 2000 just is horrible.
Yeah, Scott Steiner was his freaks, Medeja and Shakira. He beat Captain Huge Erection.
Huge Erection. Hugh Morris. Whatever you want to call him. He's a fucking build him up. Huge Erection. but yeah, Scott Steiner was the United States champion. Then we had Mike Awesome. And no, who better than Canyon? Loved Canyon.
It ended in a no contest.
Chris Canyon, way ahead of his time. Way, way ahead of his time. That was the problem with Canyon. He wanted to do things that nobody else was ready for.
There's your Buff Bagwell, you know, poster main event worthy matches. He got beat by Lex Luger in 9 minutes.
God, in 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Let's put him on the poster.
Jesus, yeah. And he got whooped.
No, I'll speak about a whooping in a couple of seconds.
Shane Douglas versus Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Which Shane Douglas won. Can you believe?
Yeah.
I think we just...
He got hit in the head with a...
Wasn't this the one where if Vince Russo interfered, Flair would get 5 minutes?
That was the following baby.
Ah, that was after it. Ah, okay. Yeah. Right, then next up, Sting versus Vampiro. Love a bit of Vampiro.
Absolute burial of Vampiro in 6 minutes.
Jesus.
I was a big Vampiro fan. This hurt.
Didn't he hit his special move like twice as well, wasn't it?
Ding just ran through him. And I said, well, there you go. You just ruined one of your big heels that you were building up.
Then Hulk Hogan versus Billy Kidman, still with Bischoff as ref. I still never understood this match. But then the thing is, right, so you're sitting there watching Hulk Hogan, Billy Kidman, and you're thinking, why am I watching this? What is going on? And then, bam, in comes your main event.
In real life, Hulk Hogan went on the Bump and the Love Bug show and said, that Billy Kidman guy, you can't work for shit, brother. So Vince Russo decided, let's make this work into a let's make this shoot into a work, brother.
And it was the longest match on the card. Says everything you need to know. Then we had a triple threat cage match. Jeff Jarrett, DDP, and WCW champion David Arquette.
Yeah, I hate you. I hate all of you. This hurts.
Yeah. So it was a triple cage, weren't they? The ones that stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it was terrible. It was Vince Russo 2000, clearly on something. I don't know why we all haven't asked about what drugs Vince Russo used to take.
Bottom cage was the ring. The middle cage had just had a bunch of random weapons in it. And the top cage just had a bunch of guitars in it. And on the way top was the belt.
Yeah, first person to get to the roof of the third cage was champ.
Keep in mind, This was at the Kemper Arena where Owen Hart fell, and it was the first pay-per-view that anybody attempted to do at that arena after this. Like, a, you know, very almost a year later. So how do you think the show ended?
With
Mike Austin powerbombing Chris Kanyon off the three cages into the stage. And then people giving the Owen Hart voice going, oh my God. Oh my God. Chris Kanyon just fell from the roof.
Yep. Yep.
What? They did.
It was bad. And so here you go. Here's a review. It was a very small one. Here it comes. The show was filled with nonsensical booking. The matches were ruined by countless interference that advanced the stupid and idiotic storylines Russo and company are writing. When you make a B-list actor your world champion, you know they're reaching bottom of the barrel creatively. The show is worth a watch if you're interested in seeing what a joke WCW has become, but otherwise, not worth your time. Sums it up pretty well. 2000 WCW was awful, and I was such a big WCW fan, and it just, it was just horrible. Horrible. Right, chat, we get to pick. Right. First person company. To answer with a company. Oh, and wow, Silver Barrels just went. He has actually asked for that a lot.
Fuck about, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he has asked that a lot. Okay, TNA, Final Resolution. Which year is that?
I swear to God.
He's asked ages. Yes, Chandler. I love WCW. Like, old WCW. I used to watch more. Which year is that, Bowes? Because there's a few. 2008. Now, that one's in January, so maybe not. 2010? Here it is. I've got it. December 7th. Right, let's have a look. Right.
So it is 08.
Oh, my God.
It is 08, then.
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking now. What's my manual? Oh!
December. You got the December one. Oh, God. Right. We got or Fired match. Isn't that the start of that? Curryman, Hernandez, Homicide, Jay Lethal versus Alex Shelley, BG James, Chris Sabin. So Consequences.
Hold on. This isn't Final Resolution. Then? What pay-per-view is this?
I got Final Resolution December 2008.
Okay.
Right. So we got Curryman, Hernandez, Homicide, Jay Lethal, Alex Shelley, BG James, Chris Sabin, Consequences, Creed, Kip. Oh my God. Jimmy Rave, Lance Rock. Oh my God. Sanjay Dutton, Shark Boy on the Feast or Fired. Then you got a 6 knockout tag team match. ODB, Roxy. Oh my God. Do you remember Roxy? The Voodoo Queen.
ODB.
Like, yeah, ODB.
These names.
Jesus. And Taylor Wilde against the Beautiful People and Charmel. You got the TNA X Division Championship of Eric Young versus Sheik Abdul Bashir, Sean Devari, to those that didn't watch TNA back in the day. TNA Women's Knockouts Champion Christy Hem versus Awesome Kong.
Just TNA, just enough in it.
Yeah, Christy Hem.
Champion Christy Hem versus Awesome Kong.
Tag Team Championships, Beer Money. With Jacqueline versus Abyss and Matt Morgan. Oh my God, Matt Morgan.
No, but this Matt Morgan was a good Matt Morgan.
Yeah.
I like this Matt Morgan.
And now he's like a terrible mayor, isn't he? Isn't he mayor of somewhere in Florida?
I don't know what he is.
I think, or is he not anymore? He used to be.
Remember he got sent to space?
He's the mayor of Longwood.
There you go, Longwood, Florida. Matt Morgan was a beast, though. Bit like Great Mason Ryan, there. Just never happened.
Mason Ryan was a disaster.
Listen, he's Welsh. We love him. Kurt Angle versus Rhino with Mick Foley as the guest enforcer. And then 8-man tag team match for the TNA World Heavyweight title.
Why Mick Foley a guest enforcer? Why Kurt Angle and Rhino? What?
Yeah, with Mick Foley as special enforcer. But then you got the main event Mafia, which was Booker T, Nash, Steiner, and Sting, with Charmel versus the TNA frontline of AJ Styles, Brother Devon, Brother Ray, and Samoa Joe.
How the fuck is that for the world title?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
What? What?
Also, the fact that they're calling them the frontline and they're sat there with fucking with the Dudley boys just in it.
Yeah, the Dudley boys are in it, and it's the TNA frontline.
Almost like, oh, these came up through the company. We'll keep them involved.
Just not good, is it? It's not good.
2 weeks later, Bully Ray formed the bloody Aces and Eights and took the company hostage.
Loved Aces and Eights, though. But yeah, it's not great, is it? It's not great. Poor Gio. I feel for you.
Oh.
I feel for you. Mason Ryan in the Shield. And who was the other one that nearly did it? Cassius Ohno, wasn't it? Was nearly in the Shield. Wasn't that the other one? It was him, Mason Ryan.
The only one I can think of that was nearly man was Jindrakken Evolution.
Jindrakken Evolution.
Yes!
They even filmed that pub. They cut it out.
Yeah.
Triple H was like, they're too immature together. I can't both have him and Randy.
What would dude's name that debuted with Legacy and then got booted?
Oh yeah, what was oh God, what was his name? The Samoan kid.
Oh, Manu.
Didn't he like appear in Legacy for like a little bit and then, oh God, he was gone. Like vanished like a thief in the night.
You remember when they tried to make Tyson Kidd a single star and they gave him that big dude as his bodyguard for a week and then he never came back?
Yeah, yeah. All them people that just appear like this big thing. The only bodyguard I remember is Tyson Tomko. Love Tyson.
I love Tyson Tomko, the problem solver.
How about Bam Neely?
Oh God!
Oh yeah!
Jesus Christ! And then all the promos when you go way back for what was it? Wayne Gacy? Do you remember? Did all these weirdo?
Oh my God!
Reverend Devon.
I've gone down a rabbit hole now.
Oh,
looked up 10 wrestling stables that almost were.
Got it.
At 10, Cody Rhodes, FTR, and Brock Anderson.
Wow!
I don't hate it. This was pitched just before FTR joined the Pinnacle. So you know what? That'd have worked. The League of Nations 2.0.
Oh, no.
You think, okay, who could be in it? Cesaro. Already off to a good start. Shinsuke. Cracking start. Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley would be used due to his Arab background. Fuck me. You're stretching if you're putting Mojo Rawley
in. Mojo in for his Arab background. Oh.
Wait, this have been Mojo Rawley with purple face paint on his face that was yelling at mirrors like,
I don't know which version of it was. Yeah. It just.
And who would be the fourth, or is it just
those? There was no fourth, it was just those three. Next on the list is, this was dubbed to be a version of the Charlie's Angels. Chelsea Green, Vanessa Bourne, and Santana Garrett.
Ooh. I love Santana Garrett.
Yeah.
That would have worked. Say
what caused this not to happen.
Maybe Vanessa Bourne or Chelsea breaking her arm, probably. But that would have worked.
So this one you're probably aware of. The Younger Four Horsemen, they didn't have a name. And it was Brad Pillman was scheduled. Jericho was one of the people named. And then something went down and Bischoff fired one of them, so it never happened. Let's see. Well, The Fiend's puppets.
Oh.
This was The Fiend, Alexa, Eric Young, Mike Bennett.
Don't hate any of that either.
Yeah.
No. Eric Young and Mike Bennett as his puppets.
Yeah.
Would that put a Maria in there, though?
They were to take characters within the Funhouse.
See, Eric Young, I could see with Bray Wyatt, like, that would be easy. Mike Bennett would have been interesting. The Miracle, Mike Bennett.
There was a Dustin Rhodes faction, and it was set to feature Val Venus, but in the end, he went on to become Right to Censor.
Loved Right to Censor.
huge. And that's then because, Chief Money.
Originally, before there was Right to Censor, it was going to be, they were doing Pasture Dustin Rhodes, where he was like this holier than thou Pasture guy that was like against all the nudity and violence on wrestling.
Evangelis against television, movies, and entertainment, also known as Eat Me.
Yes.
I want the Charlie's Angels thing.
Finn was scheduled set to be the leader of AOP, but we all know how AOP ended.
Ooh, Finn with AOP. Loved AOP, man. Need them back.
This one won't shock anybody. They were working on getting Kurt Angle to come in and lead American Alpha before Jason Jordan's injuries.
Yeah, no shock.
And the original plan for Damage Control, do you know who the originals were?
Oh, God, no.
So obviously we know it was Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky that ended up taking part of it. The original plan was for Bayley to take Damage Control featuring Candice LeRae and Tegan Knox. It's not sure whether Dakota Kai was set to be part of it due to her affiliation with Tegan Knox or not.
That may have worked.
Yep.
And then, both work about the same in my head. Like it would have had the same, but yeah, Candice and Tegan would have been fun because now poor Tegan's just kind of lost.
Final one was that there have been plans for a long time to bring back LWO, and according to reports, the original idea was for it to be Kalisto, Sin Cara, Humberto, and Kane Velasquez.
Kane Velasquez was going to lead Sin Cara. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping. Ref, call for the bell. Kane Velasquez being the leader of LWO. With fucking Lindsay Dorado and Sin Cara.
No, Lindsay was gone. Lindsay was out.
Is he shot some dude?
So they're going to have these tiny little springboarding luchas with massive Kane Velasquez and his bad knees.
Did he have Brock Lesnar and he broke his leg?
I have to make that group. Download a Kane Velasquez immediately. I need that group.
Absolutely
I'm
never.
I'm doing it. Sonic, where is Sonic? Sonic! Oh my God, imagine. He's literally just raided. Alerts are off because I'm doing the pod, but I was literally just saying, Sonic, I need Cain Velasquez, Sin Cara, and Kalisto as LWO.
The LWO.
You need to book it, Sonic, immediately. Right, on that bombshell, I'm going to go play some my GM. Gio's going to enjoy. Well, he's not.
I don't think he watches him. I think he just reads off the match card to him.
I think he did, yeah. I don't know. I think he's watched a couple.
No, I watch these, unfortunately.
Yeah, he does watch these. He doesn't watch any other wrestling, but he watches these. He doesn't balance not true. It.
Not true. I watch some wrestling. I watched the Treasure Hunter show. And.
Oh, wait. How did your friend's event go?
It hasn't happened yet. It's on the 8th.
Okay, we need video. We'll put it out on the Twitter.
I'm managing somebody.
Yeah, we know Opie's coming back.
Yes.
But are there any other little people or is it just you?
It's just me.
No lap dances for Gio from the midgets. Sorry, Gio. Right, on that bombshell, thank you so much for everyone in chat, all your questions. Hope we got through them all. I need Cain Velasquez LWO. It's just burning in me now.
I have
to have that. I need to do it in someone's universe. I have to have
it in yours.
Cain Velasquez.
No.
Demo won't let me. So Sonic is my only hope. Sonic is the only man that would embrace my crazy. And on that bombshell, I will see you all. Peace. Well, I'm actually going to carry on streaming, but we'll be back on Saturday. No, we won't. Back on Monday. Until then, peace.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Thanks. Now we're going to play WWE. Boys, I need Cain Velasquez as LWO leader. Like, yo. Right, let's turn the alerts back on. I need new ones. Cain Velasquez, Sin Cara, and Kalisto. Drop Loomis, be Cain. Everyone's telling me to drop Loomis, man. I don't know if I can. A lot depends on Sonic's plans, actually.